From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. Last week, we started telling you about an amazing trip we took.
Back in November, we took a trip to Colombia with the crew of the PBS show Music Voyager.
For 2 weeks, we went from town to town, from city to city, interviewing musicians, taping live performances, and learning about one of the most musical countries in Latin America.
Today, in part two of our Colombia series, we're going to share some more of our experiences. Fasten your seatbelt, because we're going to be zooming through some cosmic rap from Bogota, cumbia from the city of Medellin, hip-hop from the Pacific Coast, and we'll talk to one of the biggest superstars to come out of Colombia in recent years.
And we're going to end on a very special note. We've got a treat, a salsa legend who performed one of his classic songs exclusively for us in a very unusual setting.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz. Viva Colombia and viva Alt Latino.
This brings back memories of
delicious food.
Delicious food for sure.
This is Sistema Solar's ¿Quién es el patrón? Or Who's the Boss? And this was one of the first bands we saw in Bogota. And the reason we're talking about food, the setting was at this absolutely amazing restaurant, one of the best restaurants in Bogota, I've been told, called Andrés Carne de Res. And it's like full of clutter and religious icons hanging from the roof.
It was very busy. A lot of trinkets, a lot of stuff, a lot of flowers.
We have pictures on the blog.
So the band was set up in a corner of this restaurant amid all the clutter in the smallest space you can imagine. And I say a band, and I use the term loosely, because they're basically an electronica band. So they had turntables, they had computers, they had a percussionist set up to the right of them, and they had two singers up front. But the band was pretty much in a computer or on a CD.
And they were dressed super cosmically. They were dressed like in these space suits. And I don't know, I think this song sounds a little bit like, it makes me think of the Wild West, but this guy, he had this whole like Busta Rhymes thing going on, like the movements and the blah, like spitting the rhymes out and the jerky, you know, spasm movements.
It was quite a show.
We saw this song live in Colombia, but this is a version off of their album.
When we were in Colombia, we were also fortunate to be able to speak to some producers of major Colombian acts. Now, one guy we caught up with was a guy named Ivan Benavides. Now, he's a super producer. He's done a lot of different types of music in Colombia. He's responsible for the early works of the band Aterciopelados, the music of Juanes way back in the day, and most recently, the Grammy-winning rap group Choqib Town.
siento mejor encima. África viva mía, esta es mi herencia, llena de alegría. Ja ja, cutubra pra cutubra, santería che el ecuado batala.
We caught up with Ivan at this little music bar in Bogotá, and he talked to us about what it was like producing a rap group when throughout his career he's produced rock groups, punk rock, he's even produced a philharmonic orchestra, but never hip-hop.
The best Colombian hip-hop is made in the Pacific Coast. I think that 90% of the population in the Pacific Coast are Afro, so they have a real flavor and this kind of slang and tone and accent that it's easy for hip hop. I love Chocquip Town. They are immigrants. So they are from a very small village in the Pacific Coast, Quibdó, another Condoto. So in Condoto there are no water, electricity, nothing. They are very poor people. They want to talk about their lives, not to be gangster rap. They want to be the hip-hop of the Pacific Coast. They have a very strong voice and a very strong identity.
A lot of time in Bogota, but I have to confess that my soft spot is for another big city we lived in for a couple of days, Medellin.
It was very, very different from Bogota. A lot more modern, a lot more organized. There was less chaos.
Even people from Bogota could not stop complaining about the traffic. Those traffic jams are monumental.
It wasn't the case in Medellin. The buses were running smoothly.
One of the cleanest cities I've been in. It's just amazing.
And the weather was very different too. It felt like San Diego.
Absolutely.
In a lot of ways.
Well, another thing Medellin is known for is for being the hometown of one of Colombia's biggest musical exports right now. I'm talking about Juanes.
Cada cosa me recuerda a ti. Recuerdos va donde yo voy. No he podido escaparme a salvo del infierno que estoy viviendo ahora. Que te fuiste tan lejos de mí para otro mundo construir. Me cuesta tanto aceptar el amor, pero esto ya se acabó. Te digo, la soledad es un tipo de veneno que entra despacio.
Our trip to Medellin coincided with the release of his most recent album, Parce, which is Colombian slang for buddy.
Now, ironically, we caught up to him by phone here in the United States while we were in Colombia, in his hometown, as a matter of fact, because he was here finishing his album and getting ready to promote it. And here's what he told me about Colombia's music scene and about his new album.
What is happening in Colombia with music is just incredible. It's amazing. If you go to Bogota, you can find from, you know, folk bands to punk music, metal, hip-hop, reggaeton, all kind of music. If you go to Medellin, this is the same thing. If you go to Cali, if you go to San Andres, you know, young people is now, like, right now reacting in a very positive way through music.
I was wondering, like, what you thought about why it didn't happen before, and why is it just this young generation that just seems to be exploding all over Colombia?
Before, probably we were afraid. I remember back in the 80s when I was 15 years old, we were having the most difficult time, you know, and we were all afraid about everything. And I guess what is having changing through all these years is that, like, new generations, they are just thinking different, and they are not afraid, and they are expressing themselves, like, incredibly loud and with a lot of heart and passion. And I guess young people in Colombia is also tired about all these years of internal conflict, so they are reacting through music, which is great. I mean, we are also reacting against all these war problems and all this internal conflict, doing music, doing art.
We caught up with a lot of big stars when we were in Colombia, but one of my favorites, and I think yours too, was as much a lesser-known band named Puerto Candelaria, and they were also from Medellín.
¿Sabías que existe un absurdo país llamado Colombia? ¿Sabes por lo menos dónde está situado este país? ¿Y has escuchado la explosiva música colombiana? ¿Y sabías en Colombia imaginario y a la vez real? Puerto Candelaria presenta Guanta Canela.
They almost have like a Talking Heads quality.
In their music and in their presentation, too.
Absolutely, and such a sense of humor, but celebration of Colombia. In the opening that we just heard, the lead singer is saying, did you know that there is an absurd place called Colombia? And I think for any Latin American who has been in a Latin American city where things can be really chaotic and counter-logical, you often get that feeling like this is an absurd place. It's like Alice in Wonderland.
Look where they were playing. They were set up on a metro stop during the early evening commute. So they had people kind of walking by and people going home, and the whole band was set up on a metro stop performing right on the street. It was a little out of the ordinary.
I would say Colombia is out of the ordinary. I mean, there's so much fusion of African and European and indigenous, and you kind of understand how Colombia is the birthplace of magical realism, because it is a place where amazing bands playing in the middle of your work commute, or just things that seem unreal.
These guys were very, very rootsy, and they rocked the house with their cumbia.
They rocked the metro station.
There you go.
One of your favorite things on this trip was the amazing percussion we encountered with every single band. I know with these guys, Puerto Candelaria, you especially just fell in love with their percussion.
I spent a lot of time talking to those guys. They had set up all along the back of the band. They had two drummers, and they had a variety of drums set up to imitate traditional drums, some of the hand drums like the alegre drum. And then they had stick drums that were set up like drum sets, but different things to play cumbia, all the different sounds, the cowbells, the different sizes of drums and everything. It was really fascinating. They had a scratcher, the güiro, set up on a stand so one guy could, with his right hand, do the güiro up and down, do the chik, 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 and with his left hand hit a cowbell and then an offbeat on the other drum. It was really fascinating. Those guys, they work like clockwork. It reminded me of the guys from the Grateful Dead or the Allman Brothers, you know, because they really worked well together, the two sets of drummers. One of the guys in Sistema Solar, the percussionist there, he was trying to hook me up with the guy who makes the drums out on the Caribbean coast.
Dude, we everyone was trying to hook you up.
We were trying to figure out a way how I could get it back on the plane with all the radio gear and all my clothing, but it
just didn't work out. Yeah, I remember you were like, Jazz, do you think you have room for a 50-pound, for a 100-pound drum in your suitcase? I was like, no, I don't have room for that.
It didn't work out. Maybe next trip.
And I know all drummers are empathizing with you right now, but a lot of these bands would wrap up like at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I would be super exhausted and wanting to just head back. And I'd be looking for Felix, and I would just see him like, like jamming. And I would just be like, Felix, come on, we gotta get out of here.
I think I could have got a gig there at least once or twice. Okay, after our stay in Medellin, I had to come back to the United States. Well, Jasmine got to travel on to Barranquilla.
Barranquilla, which is the last leg of our trip, is located in the northeast of Colombia, and it was by far one of my favorite parts of that country. We traveled like in a minivan from a place called Valledupar all the way to Barranquilla, and this was a pretty long trip. This was, I mean, almost more than half a day, actually. The whole trip, while everyone was trying to sleep and catch up because they were exhausted, my nose was kind of glued to the window like a little puppy, because the landscape was absolutely amazing, and I just didn't want to miss any of it. It was rows and rows of palm trees and these little villages at the side of the road with people selling this amazing fruit. It was just surreal. It was out of a movie for me. It was amazing, the landscape. And, you know, I'm glad I stuck it out, because on a rainy afternoon when we got to Barranquilla, we headed over to the public library and met with a performer who is a legend, and I will never forget the honor of meeting this man. Not only did he talk to us, much to the surprise of the library patrons, his whole band came over and performed an ode to Barranquilla. And, you know, I understand that maybe you're trying to focus on your studying for your calculus exam or reading a book, but who is going to complain about Joe Arroyo? This was just the best moment. These kids studying at the library, and all of a sudden, it was like out of a, I don't know, what's that Kevin Bacon movie?
Footloose?
Yeah, it was kind of like all these studious kids like just kind of threw their books away and started to dance.
What a scene.
I mean, Joe Arroyo, right. Like in a quiet public library with this 12 plus guys playing trombones,
nice.
and percussion. It was amazing.
Great. Joe Arroyo, he's been around for a long time, and he's one of the pioneers of that whole scene in Colombia. So He's going to have a different approach on salsa, and it's closer to the salsa that I grew up with in the 70s, because there was a lot of back and forth between New York and Colombia and the whole salsa scene, the Fania scene. There was a lot of back and forth, so the musicians influenced each other. So I have a really good appreciation for Joe Arroyo and the music that he represents and what he does.
And he sounds so powerful and amazing, but it's like he's just having a conversation with you. Like, it was totally effortless.
That's
like
what all the great ones do. They make it look easy.
That was the best way to end the trip. It was just the cherry on the dessert.
I'm sorry I missed it, but I got a chance to take part of the first part of the trip and
every instant. You missed Joe Arroyo.
Hey,
so
you know, I'll have to catch him next time.
You can watch video and hear more audio from our trip at our blog, npr.org/altlatino. And make sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
And don't forget to visit the Music Voyager website at musicvoyager.com. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz.
And this has been Alt Latino.
See you next week.